You've been heading here all along. It has taken you a little while, but result is still the same. You have ended up exactly where I told you you would. You have asked, you have pleaded, you have voiced your secret desires, those dirty little forbidden needs, those naughty little fantasies of yours. But look at this. Look at all of those dirty little fantasies now. They have become a reality. No longer do you fantasize about being something less of a man. No more you masturbate to the thought of you being humiliated. No matter of fact, you no longer masturbate to any of those fantasies at all. Because now you keep touching yourself to what you have become. A fag. A dirty little cocksucker. And you have found yourself in a cage. This cage of your own making where you locked yourself up. And I threw away the key. You no longer jerk off to a fantasy. Now you masturbate every time to what has already happened to you and to what is going to happen again. Not a fantasy of it, but the real events. You've been taken, mind fucked, and locked up in a cage of your own making. You have become a faggot and a cocksucker, and there is no going back now. Now every time you go out and suck a cock, you come back just so you can jerk off to it again. You jerk off to that feel, to the taste of cocks in your mouth. You jerk off. You're going out and doing it all over again. It's no longer a fantasy. It's your reality. You are a faggot. You live to service the other man. Because you are a man no more. You're just a cocksucker. A dirty, greedy, needy little cocksucker. You live for those moments when you can feel a real cock sliding right down your throat. You live for those moments when you call me up and I tell you all about this being your new reality, your real world. When I laugh at you, when I emasculate you, when I show you that there is no going back. You're a fag. You are a cocksucker. There is nothing you can do about that. You can only stay in that one little cage. Little cage you've created for yourself. You fantasized about it. You begged me to turn you into a cocksucker, and now that I have, you had willingly put yourself there. You had willingly gone out just so you can feel those cocks in your mouth. You had willingly given me the key to your feeble little mind so I can twist it and make this a reality. Your new reality, your new world, of faggotry, of cocksucking, of emasculation, of complete and utter humiliation. And you and your faggot, you love being in this cage. You need to feel its walls closing. after I'm done with your feeble little mind. When my job is done, I have put you in that cage, have let you walk right into it yourself. You've created it, I guided you, and now you're a faggot. Now you're a queer. You're a cocksucker. And now you are doing it for me. No longer a fantasy. No more jerking off to you thinking, wondering how it feels. Because it's so dirty, because it's so forbidden. Now you do it for me. Now you're a faggot. And it is your reality. And you love it. You love being in that cage with the taste of cock and cum in your mouth. Jerking off again. Jerking off for me while you tell me all the dirty little details of your humiliating experience of you being my cocksucker. Go forth. Go suck more cock. Go ahead, you will never be able to free yourself now. You are now a faggot. And you always will be. No more fantasy, darling. It's your reality. And it is what